Talking about the historic relations between Ghana and Korea, we are proud of the shared values that we have, the same historical background, our respect for democracy, and respect for human rights. Because of these shared values, it is very easy for us to collaborate on multilateral matters. And so Ghana and Korea, we find ourselves taking the same position on many issues in the United Nations and other international fora. And so it's not about the distance between our two countries. It is about the similarity of the shared values that we have. We are also proud of our Ambassador Kojo Choi, who embodies the values of both Ghana and Korea. Today, because of the social media, we have been able to follow his exploits since he arrived in Korea. And we're very proud that he's been accepted as a representative of our country. We share values. When I was coming, somebody asked me to bring them back kimchi. And our young people, including my children, listen to K-pop music.
또 제 자녀를 비롯한 많은 젊은 세대들이 K-pop 음악을 매우 좋아합니다.
And so that brings us together as people. With regards to our bilateral relations, we have focused on agricultural and agribusiness to be able to achieve food security, and our cooperation with Quaker has been very important, especially in relation to the increase in rice production, the K Rice Belts project. We're looking forward to the availability of the high-yielding rice varieties so that we can increase rice consumption, because rice has become a staple food in Ghana now, and we want to reduce the amount of rice we import. Africa has passed the African Continental Free Trade Area, which is a historic agreement that opens a market of 1.4 billion people. And the Secretariat of the African Continental Free Trade Area is based in Accra in Ghana. And so we want to create Ghana as the hub for production and export into the rest of Africa. Ghana has the natural resources and human resources, and Korea has the technology and innovation. I believe that we can bring these two together in a win-win partnership. We like to add value to our products, and I want to thank you for the chocolates that you gave me. We enjoyed them yesterday, and I'm happy to note that I also brought you Ghanaian chocolates, and so we can enjoy the sweetness of both chocolates. Because of climate change, we've had some issues with the production of cocoa, and as a result of that, a few years ago, there was a decline in cocoa production, and this year there's overproduction, and so cocoa doesn't have a stable price, it keeps fluctuating. And so we want to create a situation where we can add more value to the cocoa by producing cocoa liquor, cocoa butter, you know, for export, so that other businesses can go and finish, make it into finished products. Ghana, like other African countries, has a potential for critical minerals. And so currently we're exploiting bauxite, manganese, and gold, and we've discovered vast reserves of lithium and some nickel and other rare minerals. Korea has the technology, and we believe that we can explore these minerals together and not export them in their raw form, but add value to the critical minerals and export them both to Korea and other countries. Korea has been a strong seafaring nation, and the issue of piracy is of major concern to Korea, just as it is to Ghana. And so I'm happy that one of the memorandums we're going to sign is to do with maritime safety. The Gulf of Guinea is experiencing several incidences of piracy, and so we'll be happy to have a joint framework for cooperation on the issue of piracy. Ghana has come out of some financial crisis. We have successfully restructured our debt, and our economy is back on track. Inflation is low. Our currency has improved, and we're meeting all our debt obligations. And so we're looking forward to accessing the DCF facility once again. We look forward to signing a visa waiver agreement with Korea for diplomatic passports and official passports. This will make it easier for exchanges between our two countries.